Hello, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Theo Corcoran.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
And can you tell me how you get to school?
I walk most days.
And what about cycling? Have you ever considered cycling to school?
Yeah, my mum just won't let me.
Why do you think that is?
She says I'm dangerous, but yeah. She says I have to take a cycling proficiency course to do it.
You're listening to The Bike Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm Alex Crawford, and tonight I'll be looking at new plans to get kids on their bikes. While they may still be the number one present for our children at Christmas, are bicycles a feasible means for getting to and from school? With me is Guy Bardo, who's part of a team working with several schools in Southwark over the next months to help them develop a school travel plan, which they say will be an ideal way to boost cycling to school. So Guy, how did this scheme come about?
School travel plans are programs to get more children, perhaps also staff, ideally walking and cycling to school, using more public transport, and try and reduce the amount of people coming by car to different schools. It's a national program from the Department for Transport and Department for Education. Every school in the country should have a school travel plan by 2010. By 2009, actually, in London. So we're working with Southwark Council to bring loads of schools up to date with school travel plans over the next few years. We worked with 19 schools last year, and we're working with 25 this year. I'm working with secondary schools, primary schools, a pupil referral unit, and special educational needs schools. So it's the full range.
So what are you actually doing to get kids on their bikes?
We go and talk to the schools and introduce the project. We try and get the children involved as much as we can because it's about them. We try and get the parents involved, particularly at the primary age, because they're the co-decision makers, really, on how people travel to school. We look at the school, we look at its location, we get postcodes for where the pupils and the staff live, and then we go and put those on a map, and then we can work out what the potential is for walking and cycling to school based on where people live, what barriers exist to walking on certain routes to school or cycling. We look at the physical nature of the site, how easy it is to put cycle parking in. We talk to the school, we talk to the head teacher often, see what their attitude is to walking, but in particular cycling. Southwark are very good in London terms. I think they're one of the best councils for promoting cycling, and they're also stand out in London terms for actively promoting cycling by children under 11. That's unfortunately quite uncommon, and we think that's really important, because whenever we go into schools and talk to the children, we do what we call hands-up surveys, so they say how they came to school. We do questionnaires to find out why they do that and what the barriers are to walking and cycling. And there's a huge number who want to cycle to school. That's the frustrating thing, is there's a huge number who are really enthusiastic about it, particularly at primary school age. We want to tap into that, get them used to cycling before they go to secondary school, because they will probably need to travel further. So they need to be more confident. They need to be, and they want to be active. The children don't get enough exercise. They're indoors a lot of the time. That's what they say. They want to do it because it's active, and they want to do it because it's independent. So we just try to tap into that and harness it. A big issue we have is getting in touch with the parents and talking to them and persuading them, basically, that it's something good for their children to do. It's not coercive. We just try and positively promote it. The parents, understandably, in some ways, are often worried about safety issues. And I can understand that. But what's also interesting is head teachers, their attitude is crucial. And some are very positive about it, some are neutral, and some have almost a policy, unfortunately, of discouraging it. That's often because they're worried about litigation, which is actually unfounded. But the interesting thing is whether the school has a pro or even negative stance towards cycling just depends on the attitude of one individual, one or two individuals. So we really try to work with them. We don't try and force the issue because, you know, it's their school. They're responsible for it, and that's right. But it's just interesting that they have a pastoral as well as educational concern for their children. But some take the stance in a pastoral sense of being worried about safety and not wanting children to be exposed to danger. But others take a positive view and thinking this is good for them, this is good for their health, good for their personal development, and good for their independence. So we work with them. But we don't try and force the issue. It's also about walking as well. So wherever cycling looks like it's going to be difficult to move forward, at least in the short term, then we'll focus on walking and things like walking buses.
Would you say that that's the biggest obstacle, as it were, above and beyond the practical logistics of cycling or walking to school?
It definitely is the biggest obstacle. The perception of danger and the idea that children, young children, can't handle that danger. I mean, it's very true that children understand their world very differently to how adults do, and we forget that when we talk to them about communication, traffic islands, they don't understand these terms. They can't see, as we can, a car coming and another car coming at two different speeds. They haven't yet developed those skills, but they need to be not exposed to the danger, but exposed to that environment, so that they can develop those skills and be more competent.
Do you not think parents have a point, though, and teachers, because it is dangerous?
Why is it dangerous?
Traffic is dangerous, and I, as an adult cyclist, constantly come up against, you know, quite tight scrapes, and I'm very conscientious as a cyclist, so surely any concerns that parents have are sort of based on their own experiences on the roads.
I don't want to use the word dangerous. I understand that it can be seen to be dangerous, and I have to remember myself, I grew up and learnt to cycle in rural Cambridgeshire, so asking children of the age I was then to do that in some parts of London or any parts of London is a completely different kettle of fish. I understand that, but the key issue is traffic danger. There is a campaign getting underway called 20's Plenty. That's to make 20 miles an hour the default speed limit for residential areas. We do have to do things about reducing traffic speed, about having deterrence for people driving inconsiderately. There is a big problem where we're working in Southwark with the numbers of people who are not insured, who are not licensed, they're not anything. And that's very unfortunate, but that is going to be a long-term process of making or redressing the balance between different users of space, in this case roads. We can't wait, I don't think, for that to happen before we start promoting cycling. And there is also the critical mass hypothesis that as more people are cycling in London, the idea being that more people who are driving become used to seeing people, because studies have shown that most people just don't notice cyclists. They just don't see them, because it's not part of their world when they're driving. They understand the world in terms of other vehicles. But as they become more used to seeing people on cycles, then they actually notice them and take account of them. So that's why we're seeing what was not, by some people, anticipated, which is an increase in cycling in London and a corresponding decrease in accidents and therefore danger of cycling. We've had a lot of success in promoting cycling amongst children in Rotherhithe up by the Thames. One explanation for that is it's a new redeveloped area. A lot of the wharfs and canals, etc., were filled in, so the area is a lot more friendly for cycling, more traffic calming on the roads, more cycling lanes. So there's schools up there such as St John's and Alfred Salter who've made great strides with having children cycling to school, and it's a great thing to see playgrounds filled with bicycles in the morning. It's what you really think you're making some progress. That's a very friendly area. I don't think we can. It's not an option to try and retrofit the rest of Southwark or London, for that matter, to look like Rotherhithe. So what we have to do is use things like cycle training with the children, and bike trains, which is another thing that we want to develop in other areas, such as Walworth, down in Dulwich as well.
What's a cycling train?
It's not a new or perhaps even innovative concept, but the idea, it's similar to walking buses that some people might have seen, where the children hold hands and they wear reflective tabards and they walk to the end of their street and wait with a parent for the walking bus, which is just a growing snake of children all walking around the streets on their way to school. And that reduces the school run. It can free parents up. They've got some more time to perhaps get other children ready or get off to work. And we thought, well, it's something that's been done and done successfully elsewhere in the country, and it's something we want to start with cycles, so that children would just pop down to the end of their street and just wait, and then we would start having, again, it's a funny expression, but a snake of cycles that would start wending its merry way to the school.
I'd like to see the look on the drivers' faces when they see that happen.
Yes, I think we were working with a school who want to try this, and there are a lot of issues. None of them are showstoppers, but we want to get it right and give it a fair chance of being successful. And there has to be benefits to the parents, I think, for that to happen. There has to be a lot of commitment from volunteer adults to make it work. We will have to liaise with the local authority, perhaps with the police, because there might be parts of the route where we might have to go on the pavement. Many children say, when we ask them on questionnaires, what would you like, what would you like to help you cycle? They often say things like cycle lanes to school or people to cycle with. Those are their expressed attitudes. It's not going to be possible to put cycle lanes for every child all the way from where they live to the school. It's just not going to be feasible practically or financially. So they will have to mix with motor traffic at some points, and they need the skills and the confidence to be able to do that. And once they've got those skills, then they can conceivably make journeys as we do now as adults, where we don't need cycle lanes.
Are you finding any support amongst parents?
We do get support once we find ways to engage with them and have a discussion about it. We need to have the time to talk to them about it. We need to have the debate, albeit limited, about cycle helmets, because that's often a big thing. And on that, we just say it's a personal choice. There are quite complicated and arcane arguments in terms of physics and psychology for and against helmets. We try not to get bogged down in those. Fortunately, still, that it isn't compulsory, and I really hope that it stays that way. So it's a personal choice, and then we just try and move on into the benefits, which are many for the children in terms of health, being active, their independence. They can start cycling to school at primary age. Their secondary school trip is probably going to be further away, so they build up their confidence to make that journey. And then they can have the confidence when they get into work or higher education, they can continue doing it.
Would there be any help for them in actually purchasing the bikes?
There's nothing that we've found as a means to purchase bikes, although I don't know if it's necessary. It's something we're looking into. The turnover of cycles, children's cycles, is huge. A lot of that, I think, is unfortunately because people don't have the maintenance skills. And I'm not being disparaging about them, but it's just these are just skills that we have had that are getting lost or not getting learnt. So if the bike has a puncture, it's seen as obsolete or expendable, and they might even go and get another one. So there are plenty of bicycles out there, so we don't think that necessarily we need to buy them. Schools are able to get them from recycling centres. The Met Police contribute cycles to different projects, and incidentally they have targets now for cycle theft, which unfortunately is a big problem in some parts of London, and the Met Police have targets for reducing cycle theft now, so they are paying attention to this and they are coming to us and saying, how can we reduce it? So cycle ownership I don't think is a problem. Cycle parking at home is a problem. I mean, we've got a lot of social housing in Southwark, and even whether the housing is different types of tenancy and use, somewhere to put the bicycle, particularly as the children get older and correspondingly the bikes get bigger, somewhere to store them is an issue. But there's a lot of experience being garnered about how to deal with that, and there's so many things we've got to do and we just have to focus on the main things. But generally with the schools, we find at least the majority, if not two-thirds or three-quarters, have bicycles, so that's not a problem. One thing we try to do, although, pardon the pun, but we soft-pedal on trying to directly and too coercively or aggressively change what the staff do at the school, but they are role models for the children. Large numbers, particularly of teaching staff, will drive to your average school because of the distances they cover, etc., etc. But it's important that children will take their cues from adults. I mean, what's more important and increasingly important as children get older is they take their cues from each other. It's their peer group that becomes more important as a reference rather than their parents or other adults. But one of the ways that cycles as an object or as a piece of technology is understood is as a toy. So to see adults who they don't necessarily associate with play and with toys using a cycle, maybe I'm drawing a long bow, but that might stop them making that connection, and they can see it as a tool. There's all these different ways that cycles and cycling can be understood, and there's a lot of interesting research on this. And, you know, tools and toys and sport equipment are just three ways they can be understood. So it's just trying to stop attitudes getting fixed too much about them.
That was Guy Bardo talking to The Bike Show about the school travel plan earlier in the week. I'm off to my local youth rugby club in Southwark now to find out what parents and kids think about cycling to school. Do your children cycle to school?
Should not, but she's thinking of doing it, yeah.
And how does she get to school at the moment?
Bus.
What do you think stops people getting on their bikes and cycling to school?
Too much traffic on the roads.
And is that your biggest fear as a parent?
Yes, yeah. There's too many cars and there's not enough cycle lanes for them. Yeah, Ken Livingston said that he's going to change this, but he hasn't.
And can you tell me how your kids get to school?
Well, Jake walks to school. We only live about 100 yards from the school, so it's not a problem.
And did you choose to be close to the school for that reason?
Yeah, it was one of the considerations when we were looking for a school that we'd like to be as near as possible, yeah.
So what do you think about kids getting on their bikes and cycling around London?
Well, it's a bit of a joke, really. I mean, the idea of a kid cycling to school in heavy London rush hour traffic with the kind of driving conditions is just... I certainly wouldn't let my son.
Can you think of things that could be done to make it more possible, more feasible for you?
There just have to be an incredible improvement in driving standards, I suppose, would be the only way. I mean, I don't see how we could put bike lanes around every street and every road. I suppose people are so inconsiderate when they drive. I just can't see it being possible, really, for a young, inexperienced kid. I mean, I do know some children who cycle to school with their parents, who cycle maybe a quarter of a mile, and they always have done, you know, maybe since they were 6 and 7 years old, and they seem to be okay. But it is quite frightening seeing a kid dry, you know, wobbling down the road on a bicycle.
Can you tell me how your children get to school?
They walk every day.
Is that the same for you, sir?
Yeah, same child.
Same child.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
But we take it in turns to walk them to school. We live about 10 minutes from the school and they walk down.
And was that a choice for you to be close to the school?
Yeah, we really like to stay close to the school. I mean, when we go to secondary school, we don't think we're going to have that choice. And so we're a bit concerned about them having to go on buses and long journeys and trains. But it would be nice if there was a local school that they could walk to as well.
Would you ever consider them cycling to school?
I'd be a bit concerned about the safety on the roads, to be honest. And I know there's a lot of cycle tracks going up at the moment, but I'm a driver and I see that other drivers actually don't really take any notice of them, and they're driving in them and they're not looking out for cyclists, so I'd be concerned.
What do you think could be done to change that?
Well, no, I cycle to work, so I wouldn't be happy for my son to cycle to school just because I know how dangerous it is. And Southwark's actually been quite good with cycle tracks, so more cycle tracks is the best thing.
I think you need more information on how to use cycle tracks for the cyclists. And I also think cyclists need to pay a bit more attention to the traffic rules so that motorists don't get annoyed with cyclists. And wider roads, I think. I mean, I don't know if you can do that, but we went to Belgium and they had very wide roads. And so there was a decent sized cycle trail and you weren't, you know, the cars weren't too close to the bikes. And I think we went cycling all the time in Belgium, and I'd be quite happy to cycle somewhere like that for my child to cycle.
You're constrained in London, though, because of the size of the roads. You cannot widen the road in an urban city like this. And an old city, but Belgium was, you know, Belgium, Holland, places like that, they got flattened in the Second World War, so they was able to replan them, and you can't do that in London.
They had, sometimes they had those sort of concrete barriers, didn't they, between the site to separate the traffic so that the cars couldn't go over to the cycle trails, and that maybe would be a good idea, to have some sort of barrier to stop cars going over. That would be safer for a child, I think.
How old are you?
11.
And how do you get to school?
Me and my mum walk to school.
When you go to secondary school, do you think you'll walk or will you perhaps cycle?
I might cycle if I walk on my own, but when I walk with my mum, I always walk.
And do you think your parents will let you cycle?
I think so. Maybe when I get into senior school, but not really at the junior school.
Why do you think that is?
Because you have more of a responsibility in senior school. Because you like walk with your friends, because they start to walk by themselves, and you can cycle. So, and in junior school, not many people walk or cycle to school.
My name's Adam Glasser. I live in East Dulwich. I have two children aged 10 and 7. I'm a member of the DeLorme CC, and I've been an active cyclist for many years. I would love them to be able to cycle and get used to cycling. And certainly when they go to secondary school, it would be great if they could cycle. One idea which I think would be wonderful is if they could get all traffic to stop between 20 to 9 and 9 o'clock. If the council, the borough, the government, anybody could enforce that, if it was at all feasible, you could get every kid to cycle to school, because most journeys are a matter of 15 minutes or less.
So what stops them cycling to school at the moment?
Well, for them, it's not really necessary to do that. But a lot of other children that live further away who do attend our local school could easily cycle to school if there was more awareness among drivers that at that time they really had to give complete priority to cyclists.
So do you think schemes like this, encouraging children to get on their bikes and to walk, are positive?
I think we need much more of that kind of scheme, because if there was a real budget behind it, I think a lot of people with parents with bikes and children would encourage their children to do that. I know one particular family that does cycle to school, but that is the exception to the rule. And really, there are a lot of other people that would do that if there was a proper campaign, and I really would support anything like that. You need to think about all the practical issues. You need a consultation first, properly carried out consultation. You then need a budget. Then you need to appoint a trial period where, say, for a summer month when the light is good, you say to everybody, right, for month of June we're trying this out. And then you need an awareness campaign with a budget behind it, so that radio, television, local newspapers are all supporting drivers being aware. The main thing is for drivers to actually allow cyclist priority in those 20 minutes between 20 to 9 and 9 o'clock. And then you need a whole lot of funding for the security of the bikes at the other end. It's got to be, you can't have people messing about with bikes for 20 minutes before they get into the school classroom. So all of that needs to be thought out. And I could imagine that being done quite easily, because you just get the council to come along and stick a few more of these U-bend poles for people to lock their bikes up. And you get local bike shops to sponsor it. It could be a huge community success.
Listening to Bike with me, Alex Crawford. If you'd like to contact us with your thoughts on the subject of kids cycling to school, or indeed anything bike related, please write to bikeshow@gmail.com. That's bikeshow@gmail.com.